At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Hello, we're back. Another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. Once again, we have an amazing guest, Rome Ramirez of Sublime with Rome.
Hey, guys.
We've got some of your favorite segments. We've got a brand new segment. And guess who else we've got? The host, Duddy B. That's right. You heard it. We are back. And Duddy, we are very excited to be here again this week with you. We have a very special guest, a great friend, an old guest of the show. We'll be bringing him on here in a second. Other than that, right now, as we're recording this, we're about 1 week out from the Friends and Family Tour. We've been rehearsing a bunch and just writing some music. Can't wait to get out there on the road. But when you're hearing this episode, I believe actually will be the very first day of the Friends and Family Tour. We're playing out in Albuquerque. So, very 26th. Excited.
26th of February.
Next Wednesday. When you're listening to this, it'll be the 26th, and we will be out on the road for our first show of the Friends and Family Tour, and we are excited. A little nervous, not going to lie.
Yeah?
But that's good. You know, we talked about this a lot on, you know, episode, or season one and stuff. It's like, you gotta do stuff in life sometimes that make you nervous. That's how you know you're pushing yourself. You know, you got to get out of your comfort zone and try some things, and sometimes you might fail. Not this time, though.
Yeah, take every opportunity you can to be nervous. The older you get, usually the less nervous things you're used to your life. You get into a pattern. So when you have a chance to be nervous, it's kind of like embrace it. And hopefully that you guys are doing that.
Totally.
Hopefully you're doing that, Duddy. But you feel ready, right?
I do. I mean, somewhat. I'm about 70% ready
now.
I still got some work to do, I think. Yeah, I mean, it all started out really just acoustic guitar. Sitting there playing songs, but you know, when we were doing that, it was to like 10 people. So I don't think I've ever really just by myself sat on a stage and played acoustic and sang for the amount of people that we're going to on this tour, you know. So it's scary, but it's also going to be a good time.
Exciting. Shit. Yeah. I never really thought about that till right now when you said that. Now I'm nervous. Holy jeez.
No, it's good though.
That's great.
That's good.
You're going to do it and it's going to go well.
So, yeah.
You know what I mean?
With that being said, let's just bring on the other half of the Friends and Family Tour. Our guest today is old friend. He's been on the show before. He's part of the Friends and Family Tour. He is half of the Rome and Duddy situation going on. Rome Ramirez.
That's right. Rome Ramirez. Boom.
What's up?
Standing. Oh.
Shouts out to the fellas in the band.
Oh my God.
What?
At least he didn't say fam.
Oh,
I thought you did for a second.
Dude, I saw that clip you guys put up and I just could not have agreed more. We were like just talking about that too. And then when I saw that, I was like, dude, yes, fam is done. You know?
It's done.
In context.
It was fun.
In context. What was his name? Tony? Was that the guest? who's saying?
Oh no, that was Joel.
Joel, he said it best. Yeah. You know, like depending on who, like the vessel of you know transportation. Like, yeah, man. That, but when it's coming from like a 50-year-old woman, you're just kind of like.
That would be weird.
Don't
What's
call me
up,
fam?
You're like,
don't
whoa,
call me fam.
Please do not call me fam.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. Poor fam, dude. We've just been slapping
Damn,
that word around,
rough,
dude.
Fucking, it's been rough this
oh,
season.
Oh, yikes. It's been a bad 2020 is a bad year for the word fam Damn. Already. Just
don't buy that stock.
Getting crushed, dude. So here you are, dude. How are you? Are you ready? Duddy said he's about 70% ready, you know, for the friends and family, because you're going up there alone,
yeah.
too.
I mean, you guys know are both. But I started that way.
I honestly
so it's a little
feel
different.
Like,
you know?
I feel like you're more used to it, maybe.
Yeah. You know, it's really weird. You know, I had a hard time finding, like, growing up, I had a hard time finding dudes who wanted to be in a band. Like, they wanted to be in the band, but they didn't really want to work as hard as, like, you know, the DH, you know, like, it took a long time before they were even like in a tour bus or something like that.
Oh, yep.
And for most people, like
touring in the van,
you know what I'm saying? Know? And you tell that to people and they're like, yeah, that sounds like fun. But like after like a year or 2 years, like the honeymoon phase wears off and people are like, dude, this isn't going to work. You know, we're never going to make money. Mm-hmm. So they split. So for me, I could always just rely on my acoustic guitar. And that's even how I like paid the bills for a while, was just, you know, playing acoustic sets like 3 or 4 hours at a restaurant, covers, and you know, I'd sprinkle in some like original songs that nobody wanted to hear, but yeah, man, that was it, dude. You know, but you know, to at the same time though, like part of me is also nervous too, because this is different. It's not just me for like an hour, you know what I mean? Which I know how to do.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's different because we want to create like a show. Like this isn't like Duddy goes on and plays his, you know, stuff. I go on and play my stuff and then we go on and play hits. Like, you know, we're trying to create like a community kind of like a communal kind of thing. Like if you go watch like The Last Waltz, which is what the band did. It was like their final performance. It was like this really rad thing where it was like, you know, people were swapping instruments. Musicians who were local in town were coming out and featuring on songs. And that's kind of like, I think, like the energy that we want to like, you know, that's what we're trying to like do.
Mm-hmm.
But... And that's where like the nervousness for me kind of comes in, is like being able to make it like a show and not just like an acoustic performance. You know,
it's weird because here's the big difference too. Like everything, if you're playing at a little spot, it's kind of easy to make it feel communal. It almost is like, hey, we're all just sitting in this room. It's almost like a house party.
You can talk to everyone, and you know,
this is bigger. There's gonna be how many people are gonna be at these shows?
Expecting that. Like,
I think that, you know, they're like 1,200.
They're 1,200 shit. You know? They're performing arts theaters.
Yeah, they're theaters. So you're gonna be on a stage up higher. I mean,
you're absolutely right.
It's
a different kind of pressure.
But that's fucking awesome, and
it's
I love what you said. I don't know if you have this yet, like local people that are going to come and join you guys. Do you already have some of this stuff or no for this tour? But you want to create
this
in the
future. We have some people that like I want to reach out to and stuff, like, you know, when we're in the area. But I mean, everyone's always touring and stuff. So that's like the whole.
I fucking like the sound.
So the answer to that is no.
Yeah, the answer to that is no.
We do not.
But here's the deal. You said you want to create that.
Yes. Exactly.
You know, I think once you start doing this acoustic thing and you find a way where people.
We
got to
get it up and going
rad.
First. You know what I mean?
We don't plan on this being the only time we do
exactly.
this.
Exactly. I don't see that either.
Testing the waters, figuring it out, making a game plan, you know, and it'll grow and we'll grow as it does, you know?
You'll have different people come up. Oh,
that's
my
the
God.
Whole point.
I love the idea.
You know?
I didn't know that until you kind of said that.
Because I've been doing like some interviews for like the radio stations that will be like touring it and stuff, you know? And they've been asking about it, you know? I haven't even had a chance to tell you about it, but like they've been asking like, oh, is like, you know, this like the end of like Sublime, or is this the end of like Dirty Heads? And it's like,
no.
But to some of these people, like when they read like the press release or whatever, like I guess – people love headlines, man. And that's like, I think where their heads naturally gravitate
towards.
Dude,
we live in the hot take era. It's just say the wildest shit in that headline so everyone will click.
To captivate, right?
That's where people love to jump to conclusions, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, oh, my God.
People ask me if, like, because of this podcast, this tiny, you know, like, we're growing, but we're a small. People were like, is the band still cool? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Dude, it's wild. It's
wild. The band will never die. That's
exactly
everyone's thing.
And
this is all extra fun shit.
And, you know, just to circle back on, it's like, this is literally, like, probably the most, like, just freeing musical project that we do have. And the struggle is to keep it that way.
Yes.
You know, because, like I said, like, we weren't expecting to perform in performance arts theaters. You know, 1,200 seater venues.
And you're thinking like, we'll
which
do
is
some
amazing.
Big bar tour.
Dude, and then all of a sudden it's like, people, yeah. You know,
wow. Like, it wasn't, so already, like, it's becoming, and then when you start doing that, then, like, you know, agents are like, hey, you know, we can, festivals, and then, like, you know, like, then there's like, oh, you guys should do an album and radio, and then it's like, here it is, becoming a thing, when it was very important for us, like, even when we first talked about it, it was just like, let's just have fun. Let's keep this fun, and as that is the focal point. We have our bands, you know what I mean? The focal point of this is, like, just keep it as fun as it can be without it becoming, like, super successful. But, you know, whatever happens, like, you know, it's all up in the air.
It's like we've said on the show 1,000 times, do something because you love it.
100%.
And then maybe other shit happens, but don't be trying to do this huge thing. Just make sure you're loving it and that it's fun. And then usually that means people gravitate to it.
I mean, we didn't even really know what this was when it started.
Yeah.
It got, it got pitched to, like, hey, because we had some time off. We saw there was, like, going to be this little gap in between what both of our bands are doing, and we had this gap, and our manager is Cheese. We both have the same manager. And he just kind of, hey, do you guys want to do, like, a little two-week, you know, run together where you guys can just go play some of your solo acoustic stuff? Maybe you guys put out a couple, like, you know, solo acoustic songs or something. I was like, sure, that sounds super fun. And then as a little bit of word of that got out, it just rapidly.
And then we, like, did Stone Me.
And then we did the Stone Me thing. And then
music gets everyone just got, excited.
It kind of grew into this thing to where all the, like he said, the agents and management, they start seeing this thing. Well, hey, if you guys just do this little thing together, it could be this big thing. And so part of you is like, cool, fuck yeah. And the other part is like, what? Well, what?
We want to keep this very natural and organic.
It all seemed like it became a bigger thing. And I'm sure the wheel must have been turning before this, but basically, all of a sudden, you guys are going to go on a mountain trip to write some music. And then all of a sudden, this Roman Duddy page is born on Instagram. And then all of a sudden, all these dope pictures of you guys in this mountain setting writing music for this acoustic tour. And then Stone Me drops. And so all three of these, it felt like, hey, this little acoustic tour that we're going to go dick off up the coast and come back. And then all of a sudden, it's like, we've got the mountain trip and we've got the Roman Duddy page. And
so the mountain trip was how we made sense of it all.
Yeah. So you guys.
That was like us kind of like, okay, we got this big fat tour that's now ahead of us. Let's go and figure out what, like, any of this even means, like, what we're gonna do. And then, so honestly, that was like our orchestration right there. Like,
that was our way to get away from everything. It's like,
he texted me straight up.
You guys went up there in fear.
Almost.
You're like, oh, fuck.
Dude, I packed an entire studio. Like, Duddy hit me up, like, earlier in the week and was just like, dude, do you wanna get away for a couple days and just, like, write some tunes and, like, come up with some song, like, starts and stuff, a set? And I was like, 100%. So we booked an Airbnb, and I grabbed, like, my full studio pretty much and just put it in his car, and we hit it, you know?
He went up there. And so you guys went up to, like, Idyllwild. It's this little mountain getaway, you know? And you immediately set up a little recording zone, like you said, and your brother was there filming.
To document everything.
To document everything. Yep. And did Stone Me, did it come out of that?
No, we already had that.
You guys had messed with that at our, like, live performance thing here.
We finished that in November,
We had already had that recorded. And that's kind of how this all
That's how it
grew.
All came about.
So
everyone heard the song.
We were going to do solo things. It was going to be completely separate. And then we just, for fun, made that cover just for fun
to
and
play.
We thought it'd be cool, we can play this. And then we showed it to our management, Cheese, and he was like, holy shit, this is gold.
So that's what it is. People behind the scenes heard Stone Me and then said, oops-a-daisy, and then the wheel starts spinning.
Like, nah, you guys need to just do this shit. Together.
I see what's going on. Okay.
And we were like, okay, and we need to go to the mountains then and figure some shit out.
We better get the fuck out of Dodge.
Yes. Yeah, straight up.
Because now it's a thing. And now, because
our little baby idea has now blossomed into, like, which is awesome, which is why you want a manager, which is why, like, I mean, listen to us. We're very obviously super blessed to be in this position.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, for us to give the fans the quality of music that they deserve, we have to be able to do it the way that is, like, conducive to good art, man. And that's going to the mountains and drinking a lot.
Drinking a lot and writing more songs.
Hey,
and
so eating at the best restaurants.
He had a Rome booked the Airbnb, so he got a message. Yeah. He got a message from the owners of the house, and it was, how many people did you have here? I need to know. It was said there was only going to be two people, and he just said it was just two of us, but we had one other guy come, you know, and they responded, there's no way only three people drank this much.
That's what they specifically said.
That's
so they were looking to
there's
upcharge
no way that three people drank this much alcohol.
Because
they charge per person for, like, the service fee.
And they're like, what rugby team stayed here with you guys?
It was crazy.
Oh, that's funny.
But, I mean, we were...
So working hard.
Well, first off, this house, false advertisement. We called it the House of No Walls. Because they advertised it as three rooms. There was no rooms. It was just three, like, lofty things. So when you're sleeping, you can hear, if someone in the other lofty room was scratching their leg, it sounded like they were right next to you, you know? So there wasn't a lot of sleep going on. And it was like the second we woke up, we were fucking recording, writing until we just passed out. So it was just all day just writing and drinking, and that's pretty much all we fucking did.
So it almost was good that there was no walls at first. It was almost like being on a tour.
It was exactly like, at least in the bus, you got that little...
There wasn't even...
That thing is everything.
Less privacy than the bus.
Everything, though.
You feel like you're indestructible.
It's so true. That little fucking curtain, man.
Because as crazy and stupid and fucking drunk and wild as all of our friends are, nobody that I've ever heard of... I mean, I'm sure there's been someone...
I did it once.
You did it? See, it's very rare that anyone violates the bus... law, and we've talked about the bus law. It's your bunk law. Little curtain is closed, no one shall enter.
No.
If you have your hand sticking out, as Cheese told us, or, you know, Jared might put
fair
his dick. Yeah, fair game.
Someone I opened LD's bunk, and I was really drunk, and I just LD? Opened his bunk, and I just put a bunch of chicken in there.
Wait, he was in there?
Yeah, he was in there.
Damn, LD. GTA for Sublime with Rome. Damn, just getting chicken attack.
It's the only time I've broken the rule.
Chicken attack.
I was so embarrassed. It's like, I just fucking did the worst thing the next morning. It's like, I'm so sorry about your bunk, man. Sorry. He's like, it's cool, bro. But yeah.
He's laid back.
But yeah, dude, the mountain trip was our thing, man. Like, that was a big necessary trip for us. And, you know, I think the no wall having aspect did contribute to it, but, you know.
I mean, I guess it was a studio, really. It wasn't a three-bedroom.
Dude, we tricked it out.
So it became a real studio.
Yeah, shout out to Warm Audio. We had all their gear up in there, and we were able to...
We, like, rearranged the furniture. We brought fucking patio furniture into the house. Oh,
made tables.
And then just left it all.
We cleaned up.
But we just, you know, like, we were fucking... We didn't put everything back how it was.
It had a meditation booth too, outside.
Oh, that's tight.
It had its own little room with a window and a roof, and it sat in the sun, and you can just do like hot yoga in there or something.
What was the view like from outside? So,
dude, it's beautiful.
Was it all trees? It looked like you couldn't even see another property, really.
Barely. Up to the top right, like behind us, you could, but not from where we're looking out, like you couldn't see any other property.
And we came up with some badass music out there.
We did. We got
it. And then, honestly, like, and we got to talk about this. We got to talk about it, like, again, other than, like, being in the studio or, like, you know, when we birthed the idea, you know, because Duddy's busy as hell. He's got kids. I got kids. Like, we got our things going on. So it's not like we're, you know, hey, bro, I'm going to roll through and blast a bong load today, you know? Like, I live in L.A. He lives in Orange County. So it's like, you know, for us, it was just important for us to even just be able to like look at each other and just talk about what the hell's about to go down.
Everything
you know?
Was changing, and we kept getting booked for things while we were home for Sublime with Rome or Dirty Head. So we just were having no time to get together, no time to write, nothing.
That's
and
the whole
then,
thing.
And then all the Stone Me thing happened with where it grew into this new project, and the tour just started getting huge, and we were just like, holy crap, man. We got to go figure
some
stuff out.
That's so fucking funny.
But the music will always, will always save, man. Music gets everyone excited.
Yeah.
You know? And we got some good music.
And you guys came down from the mountain feeling like you had your head wrapped around this whole thing and you're ready to go?
We did. We got to go up there. We got to clear our heads. We got to write some new music. We got to wrap our head around this. And I think that on the way down, we both could say like we were feeling good.
Oh, dude. Wow.
Some were feeling better than others.
I was sitting there, and I'm like, I hope that he ties the... And he nails that shit.
Wow. I actually was feeling pretty bad on the way down. I threw up twice. But
he was like, white.
Dude.
But you think that you're air go up, going, air well go and... down. Volume up. Yeah. That's too loud.
I got to pull over really quick. But I did. And speaking of feeling good... Our sponsors make you feel good. Yes. Koi CBD. What an amazing product and amazing sponsor. They've literally been with us since day one, and they're still here. We love this product. I use it every day still to this day. I use it first thing in the morning while I'm drinking my coffee just to get my day going. And lately... I have been playing way more guitar than normal, if that's even possible. But with the rehearsing for this Rome and Duddy tour and whatnot, I've been playing a lot. And it's been kind of cold at night around the houses, so I've been starting to feel my my tendonitis in my wrist a lot. So I've been rubbing the balm, the Koi balm, on
best
my wrist
on
every night.
Best thing on earth.
It helps so much. It really, really does. So if you're someone out there who's got pains in their joints and whatnot, and you're just taking a lot of over-the-counter pain meds, give CBD a try. I think you will love how it makes you feel, and it's way more healthy for you anyway.
Oh, dude, far more healthy. Look, dude, you could take a bunch of pills, or you could just take the balm and rub it on your back, your knees, your ankles, whatever. I'm a barber. I stand up all day at work. My back hurts. I'll be like, babe, rub the Koi on the back. Pain gone, and then I run a lot now, too. I've been rubbing it on my calves after every run. Yeah. Pain gone.
No
pills. Best thing ever. Koi.
You heard it here, people. KoiCBD.com. Type in code DuddyB at checkout, and you will get 20% off your order. That's right.
Yeah.
Also, on it, another amazing sponsor. What?
These drops are coming in late. Like, I touch it, and then there's a second delay, and it's really making me pissed. But I'll figure it out.
Well, maybe you should take some CBD. It'll help calm you down.
See that? I pressed that way earlier than that. All right. I'll need some Koi for that. I'll rub some balm on it.
But yes, On It, another great sponsor and another great company, and that's On It with two N's, O-N-N-I-T. They have so many great products, so many great supplements. Whatever you're looking for, I guarantee they got it. If you're someone who works out a lot, someone who's running a lot like Jake, they've got so many things. Have you been using that electrolyte powder at all?
I use the electrolyte powders every time I run, and there's like their pre-workout. And then I use the glutamine, so my freaking bones don't hurt, dude.
My go-tos are obviously the Alpha Brain. We talk about it all the time. I love the Alpha Brain product.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely helps, keep you sharp. Shart? Did I say shart?
It helps keep you sharp.
We'll talk about that later. It keeps you sharp, and it really does help with your memory. I've been noticing that I remember people's names now.
Oh, that's right. Like Robert.
Robert.
See? Boom. Look, you guys, if you're listeners, you know who Robert is from several fucking...
I know his name now forever.
Yep.
I do. So yeah, go to onit.com. That's O-N-N-I-T. And if you /Duddy there, you will get 10% off your order. Boom.
Woo! I pressed it early, so it landed on time right
nice.
There. See, I was
nice.
Fucking foresight with the old dropperoonie.
Dude.
So we'll have to get the drop, people, on that.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We are going to move forward. Oh, okay, so this is a new segment.
We've got a brand new segment that I had no idea, and Duddy brought it to my attention.
Just thought about it, really, as we were sitting here with Rome. And so my son, Jack, a lot of you know, I have kids, and I have a son named Jack, and he's just freaking hilarious. And sometimes he'll just throw out these quotes, and they're just fucking amazing. And he's dead serious, and they almost make sense sometimes, but... Today's Jack quote is, we decided on, this is the one we're going to go with today. He threw this out here. What does this mean? He said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many people do this?
Respond in the comments.
Think about it. He was doing something like crazy, you know, like that he thought, like, this is wild, you know. How, a scale of 1 to 10, Dad, how many people do this?
It really makes you look at it.
It makes you want to answer. You're like, you're 7. Like, wait.
What? How many people do
I love
how would
like
I scale
that?
That?
So good.
It's a conundrum.
It is. So that is today's
on a scale
Jack,
of 1 to 10.
Jack. We're going to get a drop for that. We're going to get a drop for that segment. All right. That's
but,
it.
All right. Hey, look, it came out of nowhere, and there it is. But you guys will be pondering that in the shower later. Don't act like you won't.
One more time. On a scale of 1 to 10, how many people do this?
Answer below.
Yeah.
Answer below.
If you think you know, hit us up. All right, so Rome.
Yeah.
You got a weird tweet. Do you want to share it?
Weird tweet.
Okay, wait. Can you send the image of the tweet in? Like, we need you to send it.
You can airdrop that over to Taylor, probably.
Tay Tay. Or somebody, or Sugi, come in here.
Airdrop
it to Sugs. We need you to get this image from Rome's phone because he got a weird tweet as we were sitting here, I think, wasn't it? And it's almost like a Jack quote where we're not sure quite how to take this tweet. It seems so like it's positive, up. Kind of, but I don't think so. On. I'm not sure. You can come in, Sugi, or whoever needs to come in here and make it happen.
Hold on. Let me get a pray for you guys. Look, so yes. I'm very active on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, at Roman Ramirez. I respond to everybody.
We need you to get an image from his phone so you can put it up on there.
Yeah, I'm going to text it, or I can airdrop it, right?
Yeah.
Bluetooth's on.
Yes, love Bluetooth.
Do you see the computer in there? What's the computer called?
The computer. That's a
this question. Is awesome for the listeners.
Yeah, this is really invigorating.
This is good.
Reamp. Is
good. Reamp.
You see that? So AirDrop. If for everyone listening, you'll have to go to YouTube to
Reamp
see this.
Reamp MacBook Pro.
Yeah, go to YouTube and you'll be able to see the photo that we're about to be talking about. We'll describe it for
you. My phone's dying. So anyway. Yeah, I got a text message today.
All there right, it here it is. So read here. We'll put the picture up for the YouTube people to see. And Rome, let's read this
from at 78 tattooed. I was at the beach my last day in Cali. I went to watch the sunset. I thought of you and picked up this trash while waiting on the sun. So
and it looks like a little urinal.
So yeah. She added Rome, and she said she was. Or is it a she? We don't
it's
really
she.
Know. It's a she.
I think.
I was at the beach my last day in Cali. I went to watch the sunset. I thought of you and picked up this trash while waiting on the sun.
It's beautiful.
It's a picture of trash in the sand.
Next to that.
The
potty pan.
So if you guys can imagine, you know, it's just a shot like someone standing there and they just pointed their camera right down at the sand. The sand is wet, so she's obviously right down by where the water comes up and then dissipates, leaving wet sand. It looks like a bedpan.
Many questions.
Like if you were in the Civil War, you'd take a shit into this and then hand it to the doctor.
But why at the beach?
I don't know.
What kind of man comes to the beach and just throws that in the sand?
Yeah, I don't know.
That came from a boat or some weird
that washed up from a sunken
someone
vessel.
Threw that over. Yeah. Someone blew that thing out and threw it overboard.
And then there's just a pile of like circuitry or something.
Zoom in on that? What is that?
What the?
I don't get
we
it.
Need that FBI clear image.
Why did she think of you though when she saw the trash?
I don't know. I think
maybe she's. It's a subtle diss. It
like,
is. A, is
trash.
It? It's subtle disrespect.
You are trash.
I will never know ever if this person hates you or.
But
is a
I'll
big
take
fan.
It. I'm gonna take it as a positive because she cleaned up the beach.
Yes,
I love it.
Unless she just took a picture of trash.
Have you
was
like?
Just like I thought of you.
Have you tweeted about or been vocal about cleaning up the beach and shit?
I have not.
Okay. Yeah, I have not.
I should.
Are you? Do you what go happened? On anti litter rants on Twitter?
You've not
never.
This guy.
Not
no, that.
No. Not you.
Mm. Perhaps what she's doing is reverse engineering the equation. I'm going to get Rome to talk about shit like this.
And we are
working via his platform. And now it's on my friend's platform.
Hey, people,
tattooed,
if you're out there walking at the beach,
clean the fart beach.
If you're out there walking at the beach and you see trash,
just pick it up.
Pick it up.
Well, firstly,
pick it up and tag Rome Ramirez.
Take a picture of it first. Tag Rome. How about this? Anybody out there in the world, wherever, not even at the beach, if you see trash on the ground, take a picture of it. Tag Rome
God.
Throw that fucking trash away.
This reminds me of
dude, I'm just gonna get my Twitter's gonna blow up of just trash. Dude,
coming to America.
Dude, we're gonna clean up so much trash.
What do you think of trash?
Oh yeah.
Oh dude. The best. When you think of trash, you think of Rome.
And if you do that, I'll send you some good vibes.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say, oh woo! Just fucking was that me and you just doing
dude,
that?
It's harmonized.
Oh my god, three, two, woo. One. Woo! Rome, join us. 3, 2, 1.
Baritone.
Oh, my nice. Goodness gracious. When you think of trash. All right, dude. Moving right on.
All
right,
let's get into my new favorite segment.
Oh, this segment is just taking the world by storm, and it is...
Good song.
Have you ever been scared? Welcome to the scary zone.
Today on the Scary Zone, Rome Ramirez has a blood-curdling tale. Go ahead, Rome.
Well, it's only scary because it's real.
Ooh, even better.
Like, it's not like one time.
If it was fake, we would ask you not to tell it. So, this is the Scary Zone, motherfucker. Real shit.
One time, I got gifted the Harry Potter, the first Harry Potter book. Extremely scary. From my uncle for Christmas. And this song is such a good man. and I was like reading the book and then I had to go take a shower. So I closed the book and I put it on top of my bed and I went and took a shower. And then when I came out of the shower and I started to open my door and I looked on top of my bed, and the book just closed like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever been scared?
I was scared.
Welcome to the Scary Zone.
That's a good one, dude.
Did you ever reopen that book and read it?
Fuck no. I gave that shit to my mom. I said, I'm not reading this book anymore. And I seriously, oh I haven't. God. No Harry Potter, nothing. Oh I ain't seen God. A movie. I haven't.
Did you even
I did
make
go
it
to Harry
the
Potter
part where you got to Hogwarts? Did you ever?
No. Dude, I just cracked the book open. I was just like thumbing through it, like, am I going to read this?
You've never seen a Quidditch match?
Nope. Nope. But I did go to the.
Never met Dobby?
You know the Harry Potter exhibit at the.
In LA?
Disneyland?
Universal or whatever?
Universal.
Yeah.
I heard it's cool.
That shit is wild.
You
dude,
went?
Yeah.
That's cool. You never.
And you know
what's
so funny? I don't know jack shit. I'm walking around there and I'm like, I wouldn't know a thing. Like.
But it's still
that's
all
kinda cool.
Probably rad, though.
It's just whatever
it
you
just
want it
looks
to be.
Insane. I'm just like, this is
did
so
it,
well
did
done.
Did it bring you back to that day?
I got a little freaked out. Oh, yeah, dude.
I wonder
you saw
if
that they were
made...
selling books that open and close.
I was
going
like, to say,
oh,
like,
did
they have
them
make a Harry Potter book that that's what it does? It's supposed to look like it's magic?
Dude, and... I've told that to people, and they've always been like, oh, I'm sure the window was open. I'm like, it's fucking winter. Who sleeps with the... It was Christmas time. I don't
all
sleep
right,
with the window.
And what type
winter.
Of window's blowing that type
how
of
heat? How are you going to blow a hard book, a hard book shell
closed.
Cover?
Like, I never seen wind in my house blow that hard.
No.
That's gonna blow a book closed. Maybe a couple pages will
in
fly
place.
Over.
If you opened your door and a wind gust was blowing through, you would have answered the ghost question there. So obviously there was no wind. It wouldn't. Yeah, you'd have been like, oh, the wind.
My mom didn't believe me. Nobody believes me. Still to this day, no one believes me.
Damn.
We believe you here at the Feeling with Daddy Show.
We believe you. We believe your scary story.
Listeners, comment below. Do you believe Rome?
We believe your scary story, and we also believe that you have shit your pants before.
Yeah, well.
Well, we got a drop for that. You shit your pants?
Well, multiple times,
well,
but.
Fucking let me set
this
you
a good,
up.
This is a good one. Is that you too?
That one was me. Yeah.
Wow, you guys are getting voice good over. With the audio.
If you need a turn of the century train conductor, hit me up.
So this specific story... All right. Well, this specific one was back when we were all together in the van coming back from like a promo radio run when Lay Me Down was at the radio.
So this specific one, that means there's poo, multiple dudes. Oh, yeah.
There I'll was come a back secret for poo.
A secret poo, Duddy? You don't know about this?
No.
This was, okay, so we all took some acid and some mushrooms, and we stayed at this hotel or this motel called the Madonna
I
Inn.
I didn't know about
this. Oh, we talked about this last time you were here. But we talked about a different story.
Different story, same night.
No, I love that.
Whole other room. Whole other room.
Oh my God.
This is one of the wildest nights of my life.
Days and nights. Day started at 10 a.m.
Was that the same day as the...
Yes.
Oh my God.
That was
wowzers.
Earlier this day is when me and Rome slept in an alley.
Yeah.
Because we had started at 10, we took a nap in an alley, kept going, and then ended up at the Madonna Inn. Continue.
So I love this. So this will be your third story that Rome is sharing with us that are all on the same day. This is great.
This is a wild day.
All right, back at the Madonna Inn.
So we're back in a different time. This is just after like the blowout last night. You know, me and the sound guy for DH at the time, Matt, we had a conjoined room, so we were like swapping all the fixtures from one room to the other room. So we were just all high on like fucking shrooms and acid. And then the next morning I woke up and I was like, dude, I just gotta like cleanse my body, you know what I mean? So I go and I hop in the shower, and right before I hop in the shower, I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna fart. Fuck it. And it all just came out all over the tile. So when people watch scary movies and they see like somebody like hacking up a body and they're like cleaning it all up on the floor, they're all thinking to themselves like, "Oh shit! Like, there's blood. That's scary. What would I do?" Blah blah blah. Every time I watch a movie and I see someone just cleaning up blood on the floor, I'm like. The Madonna Inn.
Oh, man.
The Madonna Inn. I mean, dude, it was just wiping and it was just going
just
nowhere.
Frantically.
Just going every. Dude.
Nowhere. I was like. I have to picture this, that, because you were just about to jump in the shower, so you were doing this naked.
I'm naked, dude. I'm naked.
He's on the voice. Oh, no.
Literally, I'm going, no.
And then the toilet paper won't do it at that point. You just have to grab the towels. No.
I got everything in sight. Everything in sight, dude.
Naked Rome.
I just wrote, like, I'm so sorry, and I just put, like, the only 20 bucks I have.
Did you write it in poop?
Oh, that's so bad on the window. I'm so sorry. I left a 20.
I left a 20 is not going to cut
it. No, that's all I had. Yeah.
And anyone who's done, like, mushrooms knows, like, day, you got, like, mushrooms.
You got the bubble guts. Hard.
Bubblies.
Dude, that's why I don't even. I mean, well, I got fucking kids now. It's impossible to do drugs. But like shrooms specifically, man. Like shrooms are like they always just really hurt my tummy, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love mushrooms.
I liked it at the very end. It was like because every time I would do
shrooms,
I want
that drop. It always hurt my tummy.
It just hurt my tummy,
it's
man.
Hurt my tub, dude.
I swear to God, boo. My tummy just gets all hurt when I do that.
That was like so sincere.
It just hurts my tummy.
It does.
Oh, that's classic.
Drink 7-Up.
So that was a good one.
I gotta be real with you, Daddy. When I do mushrooms, it just hurts that little tum tum.
Hurts my tums, bro.
I'll never get over. That's a fucking thank you for some good stories,
dude. I feel like anybody who goes on the road would have good pooper stories. Honestly,
oh, yeah. Dude, like, so many poops,
right? Mm-hmm. Like, how many dudes and bands do we know who just had just crucial blowouts? You know.
I mean, this show has showed us, that Feeling Good with Duddy has showed, if anything that's come out of the show, it's shown that everyone would just be shitting themselves everywhere,
bro,
whether they're in a band or
I'm
not.
I'm telling, look, I've worked, like,
everyone but Duddy.
If we've learned
anything, just people just be shitting themselves everywhere, and they just want to tell us why.
Dude.
I love it though. Thanks, Cheese, for starting that on episode one.
That was his doing, huh?
Cheese told the classic poo story.
He would be the dude to do it.
And then
he shits himself once a month or some shit.
Oh yeah,
all the time.
He's like,
he's probably shitting himself right now.
He is. He's listening. Cheese told a shit story on episode one, and it's just been a mudslide ever since, man. It's real mud.
Wow. Oh, what else? Is that it? Anything else?
Shit, dude.
What else
so
we got going?
Let's just wrap it up with, dude, I mean, unless you got anything else, Rome, Duddy, anything else you want to probe Rome about? He's open.
I don't want to stick anything around. Gaping. You know?
So I guess, you know, you guys are on tour right now. When people listen to this episode, it will be the first day. It will be February 26th. It will be Wednesday, and you guys will be in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
26th.
Yeah, that's right. 26th well, of February. So
hopefully a music video will be out in 2 days.
Are you serious?
Speaking in future sense.
In future days. So wow. So the 28th, then, you're saying? Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, yeah.
This Friday, get done. As we listen on
yeah.
Wednesday.
So at this Airbnb, you know, we were there, and we decided to dude, they had, like, this sick Airstream, which, again, to ding this Airbnb,
yeah.
They put the Airstream in. I mean, I feel like you can just find the fucking Airstream now, or the
Airbnb now.
Did you
stay in a studio room or the Airstream?
The Airstream was on the property.
It was on the property. It was a double bed.
And they made it seem. It came with it, and you can go in it and hang in there.
Nah, not the case.
What?
You had to pay extra for that.
Which was the same price as the A-frame building.
So it's just there and locked.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And dope looking because you guys took a picture in front of it.
Bro, we shot a video.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my God. So we just lied about the rooms, mm-hmm. accused you of bringing in a rugby squad, mm-hmm. and then lied about the Airbnb.
Yeah. So you could see where we were at.
When she said, how many people were here? She said, how many people told you this was fucking three bedrooms?
Yeah, yeah. Straight up.
Yeah. Let's figure this out. Yeah. So anyway, but all was well. You guys did the best.
Dude,
you guys
shot a music video. It's beautiful.
So as people listen to this, Wednesday the 26th, Friday the 28th, the video shall drop.
I haven't even seen it.
Hopefully.
Are you going to see
it? Well, I haven't seen it either.
No, I'll never watch that shit.
It's just us playing guitar in front of Airstream, but it looks cool.
But it's edited and cut up, you know, and the song's dope.
It's all like, whew, and the song, and then it goes over to Duddy, and then
he's playing, and then fucking.
Well, I mean, that's what it should be. Anyway.
Yeah. Dude, so there you go. So, hey, everybody. They weren't going to tell us that, I guess. Glad we shoehorned that out of you guys on the way. Duddy didn't even know his own
video was coming out.
I don't even know what I'm playing on this tour yet.
Oh my God,
26,
dude.
Right? That's what
we did. Well, there's nothing to do. You guys got to get out of here and start.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can also say that, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, that's tonight.
What is?
The show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tonight as people listen to this episode.
We'll see you tonight, Albuquerque.
Or would it be last night?
No, it's tonight.
Tonight.
So you guys drop in the morning?
You're confusing the listener. Oh, okay. Everyone's confused. It's tonight.
No, okay.
Dude, I'm doing this to you motherfuckers right here.
All right. Well,
it's over.
It's over. It's it.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, always thanks to everyone over here at Reamp Studios. Big shout out to Surf Roots Radio.
Yeah, Surf Roots, fucking Duddy over here.
Brain farted. I need more alpha
brain.
He's
so scared about
the tour. Thank you guys for all the love that they've been giving us. And also, cutlassbrand.com. We just got some new, we got a new line out right now.
Oh, I want
you
got to
go there, check out the new gear. And as always, if you put in code FEELINGGOOD at checkout, you're going to get 20% off that order. That's right.
You.
Wow, so generous.
Also, go to the Rome and Duddy
friendsandfamilytour.com.
You can go there. Also, we have he cut me off. I was going to say the Rome and Duddy Instagram page.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At Rome and Duddy. You can go follow us there for all news
all
and
updates.
Whatnot. And
live shenanigans.
And that's it.
Fucking catch Rome on Twitter.
Again, if you're listening to this and enjoying the show,
tag me in trash.
Leave us a comment. Give us a review. It really helps us, you know, get noticed more with the algorithms and whatnot, and helps to keep the show going. Also, we do have a Patreon page. Patreon.com/Duddy. You can go there for all sorts of behind the scenes comment videos and whatnot. And if you are a Patreon member already, we know we've been lagging a bit lately. We are very sorry. We're going to get going on that again, adding all sorts of new stuff. I'll probably be adding some stuff from this tour on there. Probably. All right.
We got 52 seconds left of this song. Did anything else you want to slide in?
Nah, man.
Pick up trash on the beach.
Oh, there you go.
Tag Rome.
When you think of trash,
tag
of Rome.
Think of Rome.
Woo!
I like that.
That was fucking rad. That was super fun.
It's nice and loose, baby.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers.
At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.